Welcome. You're listening to Coast Access Radio, and the program is WEA with Bruce Taylor of the Kapiti Coast WEA. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Martin.
What is WEA?
A good question, because people may not know what those letters stand for. It is Workers' Educational Association, and it's an organisation which was set up in Britain in 1915 and moved to New Zealand. Here on the Kapiti Coast, our WEA was established in 1977. We're a community-based, stimulating and varied adult educational group, and we have at our heart the slogan, lifelong learning.
So if I wanted to become a member of WEA, how would I go about it?
Well, we encourage people to become members and also to take out a season ticket, which gives you free entry to all of our Saturday seminars. To go about becoming a member, you can phone our cell phone number and leave a message, 027 715 3677, or send an email to Kapiti WEA, that's one word, @gmail.com. We also have a brochure which has our full program for this year, and that's available in libraries up and down the Kapiti Coast, and you can fill in a membership form there and take it to one of the seminars and take out membership that way. Probably the easiest way is to ring our phone number or send an email, and our administrator, Joanne, will take it from there. Okay. Membership is half price now because we're well through our academic year, and it is $75 for membership and a season ticket. Or simply just take up membership at $25 a year, and that means that you pay less for a seminar. You pay $20 per seminar and not $30, which non-members pay.
So what are the seminars and the other things that are going to happen for the rest of the year?
We've had a very full program this year, and it carries on really through till November. But the Saturday seminars will conclude in October. The seminars are all held at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, Nio Road, Waikanae. Plenty of parking, also handy to public transport. The first seminar I'd like to draw your attention to is on Saturday the 20th of September, and it's titled Climate Law and Litigation, The Power of Law and Climate Action. And our speaker is Jessica Palairit. I hope I've got her name correctly spelt there. And she is a lawyer specialising in international climate litigation. Before working at Lawyers for Climate Action New Zealand, she worked in the High Court as a judge's clerk. She's also worked as a junior barrister and as an international human rights law fellow at the United Nations. So what Jessica will be addressing is this issue of how can the law be used to achieve action to avert a climate crisis. WEA has had a number of seminars about the climate crisis, and this is continuing in that with that theme, and that's on Saturday the 20th of September. I'm sure many people will be interested in that. Plan legal action, particularly using international law, have an impact on climate and climate change. The next and final seminar for the year is the Indo-Pacific Challenge for New Zealand, Navigating the Geopolitics of a Changing Region. Our speaker is Roberto Ravel, who's a Professor Oriel Fellow at the Centre for Strategic Studies at Victoria University. This is a return by Roberto. He's spoken to us before about issues relating to Asia and the Pacific, and he'll be looking at just what is going on in the Indo-Pacific region. We've got the rise of China. We've got the response of America to that. We've got, of course, organisations such as ASEAN. And where exactly does New Zealand fit, and what should New Zealand be doing in navigating all the challenges posed by the region's rapidly changing geopolitical environment? Now, we still have other activities coming up. We have one last bus trip, and that is in November. And the details are as follows. It will be on Saturday, the 8th of November, departing Kapiti at 9 a.m. And it is concerned with New Zealand's native orchids. And the leader is Dr. Carlos Lehenbach from Te Papa. And the destination is the East Harbour Regional Park in Eastbourne. So that'll be a bus trip to look at the orchids and, of course, the regenerating beech forest in that area. The tracks that you'll travel on are easy tracks, and you'll learn about the diversity of orchids in New Zealand, their key features, and, of course, identify some of those marvellous native orchids. So that's Saturday, the 8th of November, an all-day trip, and the cost is $55. The bus trip will not go unless we get 20 people, so hurry, please, to enrol for that. Now, finally, we have one of our midweek trips. We call this Pick and Mix, and this means that we go to a variety of destinations in the Wellington region, using public transport, preferably. And for those people who have a seniors gold card, using those to travel free on trains and buses. The trip coming up on the 17th of September is to the Te Papa storage building in Tory Street, Wellington. And it's to look at Te Papa's bird and insect collection. And that is held in the basement of the Tory Street building. And so you'll see examples of the very extensive bird and insect collection held by Te Papa, and it's led by retired entomologist Ricardo Palmer, who is a resident of Waikanae. And there's a maximum of 10 people on that trip in terms of who can be accommodated within the Te Papa storage building. But that's, I think, something which will be of interest to nature lovers. Te Papa's bird and insect collection, Wednesday the 17th of September. The details should also be on our website. Now, during this broadcast, I have mentioned our website. It's www.kapitiwea.org.nz. So any of these details of the program, I've covered today the Saturday seminars, the bus trip, and the pick and mix day trip, and those details should all be on our website. I think that's all I've got to tell you about today.
Okay, thanks, Bruce. So, listeners, if you want to check on those things, Bruce has given you details of the website, and there are posters and brochures around the town in various places.
Yes.
So thank you, Bruce, for your time. You've been listening to WEA with Bruce from the Kapiti Coast WEA.
Thank you very much.
On Coast Access Radio. Yeah.
Thank you, Martin, for this opportunity.
You're welcome, Bruce. It's good to have you here. And we'll see you all again in a month's time. Thank you.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.